我曾经讲过好几次，那当我们看圣经的时候。
I have repeatedly said this. When we look at the Bible,
如果我们要明白一段经文或者一节经文，
if we're going to understand a passage or a verse,
我们必须要看它的上文，然后看它的下文。
We need to look at the previous passage and the following passage.
我同样的，如果要明白今天的经文，
so similarly, if we're going to understand today's scripture,
我们必须要看它的上下文。
We need to look at the previous and the following passages.
特别是下文。
Especially the scripture that is to follow.
所以我们今天不只要看今天的经文，我们也要看下个星期的经文。
So today we're not only going to look at the scripture from today, we're also going to look at the scripture from next week.
那么今天的经文就是启示约翰一书第二章十二节到十四节。
The scripture from today is 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 to 14.
约翰一书第二章第十二节，小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主的名得赦免了。父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初也有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初也有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚想神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
First John chapter 2, verse 12. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one.I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
好，接下来我们看第二章第十五节到十七节。
Let's continue to go to look at verse 15 to 17.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
如果我们看约翰一书的时候，
When we look at First John,
我们发觉到第二章第十二节之前所讲的东西都是一些正面的事情。
We noticed that the previous verses up to verse 12 talk about very positive things.
比如说，圣经讲耶稣是生命之道。
For example, talking about Jesus is the word of life.
神是光。
God is light.
我们应当学习耶稣基督的榜样。
And we need to follow Jesus' example.
照他所行的去行。
And follow what he does.
我们也应当彼此相爱。
We also need to love one another.
然后突然间到了十二节，然后到十七节的时候。
And then from verses 12 to 17.
我们发觉到这段经文突然间讲一些负面的事情。
All of a sudden we notice it has changed to the negative.
比如说，不要爱这个世界和世界上的事。
For example, don't love this world and the things of the world.
那么这段经文我们可以分成两部分来看。
The scripture we can divide it into two parts.
十二节到十四节是十五节和十到十七节的一个基础。
Verses 12 to 14 is the base for verses 15 to 17.
也是一个引言。
It is an introduction.
或者是一个开场版。
Or you can say it is a prelude.
十五节到十七节是十二节到十四节的一个要求。
Verses 15 to 17 is an appeal for verse 12 to 14.
也就是要求我们不要爱这个世界和世界上的事情。
And it is asking us not to love the world and what belongs to it.
为什么不要爱这个世界和世界上的事情？
So why should we love the world and what is it?
原因就是因为我们的身份和我们的责任。
And the reason is because of our identity and our responsibility.
所以今天的经文十二节到十四节基本上就是讲到我们的身份和我们的责任。
So basically, verses 12 to 14 talks about our identity and our responsibility.
我们刚才你看到那段经文的时候，好像一首诗歌一样。
Just now, when you read the scripture, it is like a poem.
我们经文里面我们可以看到三组人。
And in the scripture, we can see three groups of people.
一个就是小子们。
One is the little children.
第二就是父老。
The other one is the father.
第三就是少年人。
The third group is the young man.
请注意，每一组都提到两次。
And pay attention. For every group, they were mentioned twice.
那么从文法的角度来看，第十二节到第十三节上半句。所用的动词是过去式和现在，就是 past tense and present tense.
So grammatically, when you look at these verses, they were used in a present and past tense.
你发觉到十三节上半句到十四节所用的动词是这个过去式的。
So if you look at verses 13, the latest part of 13 to 14.He was using the past tense.
我曾写信给你们。
In the English, it says, I write to you.
那么在之前十二节到十三节上半句所用的动词是就是 present tense. 我写信给你们。
And from verse 12 to 13, it says, I am writing to you.
那么这段经文我们看到出现了两个问题。
So from this picture, we see there were two problems.
那么第一个问题，我们就会讲到到底这三群人是谁。
The first problem is who are these three groups of people？
第二个问题，我们发觉到为什么约翰会用这个 present tense 或者 past tense 来写这段经文。
The second question is why would John use the present or the past tense to write this scripture？
那么首先，让我们来看这三群人到底是谁。
So first of all, let's look at who are these three groups of people.
他们是否是指那些年龄不同的人？
Are you talking about the difference in age?
或者是指那些属灵程度不同的人？
Or are you talking about the different spiritual level?
很多圣经学者都认为，特别是第二群人和第三群人，是指那些属灵程度不同的人。
But a lot of Bible scholars agree that, especially for the second and third group mentioned here, they're talking about the different spiritual level.
那么第二，从这段经文里面，我们看到两个动词。
And so, secondly, we see that there are two verbs in this.
你会发现到说，我写信给你们。
They talk about I am writing to you.
然后他讲我曾写信给你们。
And then they write about I write to you.
这表明事情的重要性。
And so it stresses the importance of what is being talked about.
那么约翰必须再提醒他们他们的属灵生命成长的重要性。
And so John here is stressing the importance of this spiritual growth.
好，让我们来看这三群人。
So let's look at these three groups.
小子们、父老、少年人。
Little children, father.And young man.
那么首先，让我们来看这个小子们到底他们是谁啊
？So who are the little children?
当约翰提到这个小子们的时候，他是指所有的基督徒。
When John talk about little children, he's talking about all the Christians.
他没有提到两个群人，他们的属灵程度到底多高或者多低。
He did not mention the spiritual level of his group.
你看十二节的时候，他说：“小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪结作主的名已得赦免了。”
In verse 12 it says, "I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for His sake."
一个人成为神的儿女，是因为他的罪得了赦免。
A person became a Christian is because his sin was forgiven.
每一个人都有罪。
Everyone has sin.
因为亚当夏娃已经犯罪了。
Because Adam and Eve had committed sin.
他们在伊甸园违背了神的命令。
They disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden.
吃树上不可以吃的果子。
They ate what is forbidden.
而因此，从此以后，亚当夏娃和所有的人必须要面对罪带来的死亡。
So from that point on, Adam and Eve and everyone who comes after them have to face death.
今天每一个人必须要面对死亡，是因为罪带来的后果。
Today everyone has to face death, and it is because of the consequence of sin.
罗马书六章二十三节告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 23 it says, For the wages of sin is death.
唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罪带来死亡。
Sin brings forth death.
但是在主耶稣基督里却带来永生的生命。
But in Jesus Christ he brought forth death.
罗马书第五章第八节说
Romans chapter 5 verse 8
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死神的爱就在此向我们显明了
But God demonstrates His love for us in this While we were yet sinners Christ died for us
约翰福音三章十六节说神爱世人使至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
And in John 3:16 it says For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life
神把他的独生子耶稣基督赐给我们
God gave us his only son Jesus Christ
把他钉在十字架上
He was nailed on the cross
目的就是要使我们的罪得到赦免
And his purpose is so that our sins can be forgiven
因为人所犯的罪
Because of what of man's sin
必须要面对罪带来的后果
Man must face the consequence of sin
人不能够自己救自己
Man cannot save himself
所以必须借助耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩
So he has to rely on the salvation that was accomplished on the cross
成为那个赎罪的羔羊
He became the sacrificial lamb
使我们的罪得到赦免
And our sin can therefore be forgiven.
那圣经也告诉我们说，人人有一死，死后有审判。
The Bible tells us that everyone will die and judgment will fall.
按照神的律法，我们每一个人必须要面对以后的大审判。
And according to God's law, we will face the great judgment.
但是耶稣基督在十字架上已经承担了我们的罪。
But Jesus Christ has already taken on our sin.
使我们的罪得到赦免。
So that our sin
不必面对那将来百世大宝座的前的审判。
So that we do not need to face the judgment before the great white throne.
我想像一个人杀了一个人。
For example, a person killed another.
那按照国家的法律，他必须被判死刑。
According to the law of the country, he will be put to death.
但是有一个好人出来代替了他。
But then a good person come out and substitute for him.
免了他的一死。
So he will not die.
主耶稣基督就是这个好人。
Jesus Christ is that good person.
使我们的罪得到赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
使我们不必面对将来的审判。
So that we do not need to face death or the judgment in the future.
知道我们的罪得到赦免。
Knowing that our sins are forgiven.
是非常重要的事情。
It's very important.
然后如果我们的罪没有得到赦免的话。
If our sins were not forgiven,
我们每一个人都还活在罪中，死在罪中。
We will all live in sin and die in sin.
所以约翰提醒基督徒，他说我们的罪 已经得到赦免了。
So the Lord is reminding the Christians, look, our sins have already been forgiven.
一个信耶稣得救的人
，A person who believes in Christ and is saved.
他在主里面是一个自由的人。
In Christ, he is a free man.
他的身份跟以前不一样了。
His identity is different from before.
他不再受到那个罪的捆绑。
He is no longer under the control of sin.
他也不需要面对罪带来那种审判。
He does not need to face the judgment brought forth by sin.
我们除了罪得到赦免之后
，And besides being that his sins are forgiven,
一个信耶稣得救的人，他是一个认识神的人。
A person believing Christ and is saved is one who knows God.
一个不相信耶稣的人，他不能够认识这位神。
A person who does not believe in Christ will not be able to know this God.
主耶稣使到我们能够到神的面前来认识他。
Jesus Christ make it happen so that we can go before God and know Him.
所以当耶稣在十字架上成就那个救恩的时候
，So when Jesus Christ accomplished salvation on the cross.
圣经告诉我们，圣殿里面的幔子就从上到下裂开。
The Bible tells us the veil in the temple split from top to bottom.
那么从今以后，你跟我能够坦然无惧的来到神的面前来认识他。
And so from that point on, you and I can go before God without fear to know Him.
因为我们的罪已经得了赦免。
Because our sins have been forgiven.
所以我们能够来到神的面前来认识他。
So we can come before God to know Him, to come in with Him.
身为一个基督徒，我们必须知道我们的身份。和我们的特权。
As a Christian, we need to know our identity and our responsibility.
我们除了知道我们的身份，我们的特权。
So besides knowing our identity and our responsibility,
我们也必须知道我们这个属灵的生命不是停留在那边，而且是充满动力的。
We need to know that our spiritual life should not just stop in that one place, but it is full of life.
好，换句话说，我们的属灵的生命必须要成长。
In other words, our spiritual life has to grow.
如果不成长的话，就有问题了。
If it doesn't grow, there's a problem.
所以在这几节经文里面，约翰不单提到小子们，他也提到父老跟少年人。
So in the scripture, John not only mentioned the little children, but he also talked about the father and the young man.
我刚才我讲到这三群人啊，不是指他们年龄的不同。
Just now I mentioned that these three groups of people are not talking about their age.
啊，特别是后面那两群人是指属灵程度不同的人。
Especially the last two groups is particularly talking about the spiritual level.
比如说啊，这个父老是指那些属灵有深度的人。
For example, the fathers are referring to those who are mature spiritually.
啊，有些人听到啊长老这个名字的时候。
When some people heard the word elder,
啊，有些人问我说，哎，长老到底是什么意思？
Some people have asked me, what does elders mean?
啊，是不是教会里面那很年老的人呢？啊，长了很多胡子的。
Is it those who are elderly in the church, like with the beard and all?
啊，就是有时候人就是有这个印象。
A lot of people have that impression.
啊，以为长老就是年纪很大的人。
Thinking that elders are those who are elderly,
但是不一定
but not necessarily.
因为长老和父老是指那些属灵生命很有深度的人。
Elders mean those who are spiritually mature.
我们教会里面可能有一些年纪很大的弟兄姐妹。
There may be some elderly in the church.
啊，但是他们来了教会来了很久。
They may have come to church for a long period of time.
但是他们的灵命好像一个婴孩一样。
But spiritually speaking, they are just like a baby.
好，反过来说，一些年轻很新的弟兄姐妹。
There are some in church that are not very elderly.
他们信主不是很久。
They may not have come to know Christ for a long period of time.
但是他们属灵的生命很有深度。
But they are virtually very mature.
所以十三节那边讲到父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初也有的。
So in verse 13 it says, I am writing to you, fathers, Because you know him who is from the beginning.
请注意这节经文所讲的。
Pay attention to what the scripture says.
这些父老认识那从起初原有的。
These fathers know him who is from the beginning.
从起初原有的是指那位自有永有的神。
Him who is from the beginning is talking about the God who is there.
也是指基督耶稣。
And it's also talking about Jesus Christ.
如果你看这个约翰福音第一章第一节的话。
If you look at John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
He was with God in the beginning.
我们都知道这两节经文是讲到这个道是指耶稣基督。
We know these two verses, the Word refers to Jesus Christ.
这个道在这个天地万物还没有被创造之前。
The Word was there before the creation of the world.
在这个时间还没有开始之前。
And it's before the beginning of time.
这道已经存在。
The Word exists.
换句话说，在这个天地万物还没有被到创造之前。
In another word, it's before the creation.
在时间还没有开始之前。
It was before the beginning of time.
基督耶稣已经存在。
Christ Jesus already exists.
所以在这里所说的起初原有的是指基督耶稣。
So here when it says him who is from the beginning, he's talking about Jesus Christ.
是那位创造天地万物的主宰。
And it is the Lord who created the heaven and the earth.
这些父老认识这位神。
These fathers know this God.
这句经文讲的认识不是表面上的认识。
When they talk about know, it's not the superficial knowledge.
我认识某某人，但是我只见过他一次。
I know so and so, but I've only seen him once.
这个认识是附有条件的。
There's knowing has conditions.
就像两个星期前我跟大家分享认识神到底是怎么一回事。
It's just like 2 weeks ago when I shared with you what is knowing God.
认识神是一个遵守神命令的人。
A one who knows God is one who obeys God.
一个人说他认识神，他必须遵守神的诫命。
If you said you have know, you know God, you must obey His command.
不然的话，圣经告诉我们他是受谎报。
If not, the Bible told us he is a liar.
真理也不在他的心里面。
And the truth is not in him.
遵守神的诫命将会带来爱的表现。
When we obey God's command, then we will show love.
他会尽心尽意去爱他的神。
He will love God with all his heart, his soul, and his mind.
同时他也会爱人如己。
And he will also love others as himself.
这是一个属灵有深度的人。
And this is one who is mature.
他是一个认识神的人。
He is one who knows God.
所以这里讲到的父老是一个属灵有深度的人。
So the father mentioned here is one who is mature.
他认识这位神。
He knows this God.
他与这位神有密切的关系。
He has a close relationship with this God.
他对神的话语有很深入的认识。
He has deep understanding of God's word.
他明白神的心意。
And he knows God's heart.
在这几节经文里面，我们看到提到小子们，然后父老，最后提到少年人。
In this scripture, it mentions little children, fathers, and then young men.
同样的，少年人不是指一个年轻的人。
So similarly, young man here is not talking about a young person.
而是指一个属灵生命有刚强的人。
It is talking about one who is strong in his faith.
请大家看十三节下半句。
Let's look at the last part of verse 13.
少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。
I am writing to you, young man, because you have overcome the evil one.
恶者是指魔鬼撒旦。
Evil one is talking about Satan.
然后我们看十四节下半句。
And then let's look at the later part of verse 14.
少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里。你们胜过恶者。
I write to you, young man, because you are strong, And the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
从这两节经文，我们看到有一句是重复的句子。
And from these two verses, we see a repeated phrase.
因为你们胜过了那恶者。
You have overcome the evil one.
重复的句子经常是代表作者要强调的东西。
Repeated phrases usually signify the importance.
约翰在这里所要强调的就是这个道门人已经胜过了那恶者。
What John wants to stress here is that these young men have overcome the evil.
这些少年人是站在那个属灵战场的前线。
These young men stand in the front line of the spiritual war.
很多时候。
A lot of times.
啊，特别是在西方或者一些先进的国家。
Especially in the more advanced countries or the Western countries.
不认为属灵战争的存在。
They don't realize that there is spiritual warfare.
因为受到这个世俗主义的影响。
It's because they were influenced by secularism.
很多基督徒不能够体会到这个属灵征战的存在。
And a lot of Christians do not realize the existence of spiritual warfare.
对于这个被鬼附身或者赶鬼的事情不能够体会。
And they cannot understand or accept being occupied by the evil spirit or casting out of evil spirit.
也认为这些事情是感觉到很陌生。
And to them, these are new territories.
当他们在圣经里面读到关于耶稣基督赶鬼的事情的时候。
And as they read in the Bible about Jesus casting out evil spirit.
那么心里就在想，那到底这些是真事情还是神话故事
？They would wonder if these were really real.
那么最近我回马来西亚。
Recently I went back to Malaysia.
我有机会跟一位朋友交流。
I have an opportunity to talk with a friend.
他是一位牧师。
He is a pastor.
那么不久前他在教会里面。为一位来教会参加教会一位女士赶鬼。
And recently, she was casting out evil spirit from a lady who had been coming to his church.
她告诉我，这位女士身上有七个鬼。
He told me there were seven evil spirits on this woman.
每次鬼从她身上出来的时候。
And every time when the evil spirit was cast out.
那么这位女士她就用很大的力来挣扎。
She had to struggle a lot physically.
而且会呕吐。
She will also vomit.
这个情况好像圣经里面讲的。
And this is just like what is said in the Bible.
他的脸非常的难看。
And his face was not nice to look at.
那么这位牧师告诉我，他说最后那个鬼很凶啊。
The pastor told me that the last evil spirit was very furious.
最后那个鬼不肯出来。
He refused to come out.
但是经过迫切恳切的祷告
But then after earnest prayer,
他终于出来了
The evil spirit was cast out.
那么后来这位女士也信了耶稣
And this lady come to accept Christ.
所以圣经里面所说的关于主耶稣赶鬼的事情是真的
So what is mentioned in the Bible about Jesus casting out the demons are real.
属灵的征战也是真的
Spiritual warfare is also real.
我们经常都面对属灵的征战。
We often face spiritual warfare.
如果没有属灵征战的话，保罗也不需要在这个以弗所书那边讲到这个属灵征战的事情。
If it is not real, then Paul would not need to talk about it in Ephesians.
彼得也不需要提醒我们。
Peter would not need to remind us.
我们的仇敌好像那个吼叫的狮子一样。寻找天地有形，寻找那些可以吞噬的。
Our enemy, the devil, is roaming the world to find those who he can devour.
是的，我们正在面对一场属灵的征战。
Yes, we are facing spiritual war.
圣经告诉我们，这些少年人已经胜过那恶者。
And the Bible tells us these young men have overcome the evil one.
什么原因他胜过那个恶者
？So how can they overcome the evil one?
圣经讲是因为神的道常存在他的心里面。
The Bible said it's because God's truth was in their heart.
当保罗谈到这个属灵征战的时候，
when Paul was talking about the spiritual warfare,
他提到圣灵的宝剑。
He talked about the sword of the Spirit.
圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
The sword of the Holy Spirit is God's word.
面对属灵征战的时候，神的道是其中的一个武器。
And to face spiritual warfare, the sword of the word.The word of the sword is one of the weapons.
当主耶稣在旷野里面面对魔鬼撒旦的试探的时候，
And when Jesus faced Satan in the wilderness,
每一次受到试探的时候，耶稣都是用神的话语来抵挡魔鬼。
Every time he faced temptation, he used the word of God to resist him.
在试探的时候，魔鬼对耶稣说，
And during the temptation, the devil said.
如果你是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
That if you are the son of God, tell these stones to become bread.
如果你看圣经的话，耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说。”
If you look at the Bible, Jesus answered, "It is written."
人活着不单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出来的话。
Man does not live on bread alone, but from every word that is from the word of God.
然后魔鬼又带着耶稣进入圣城，
And then the devil took him to the holy city,
叫他站在圣殿的顶上，
And had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
对他说，如果你是神的儿子，
He said, if you are the son of God,
你可以从上面跳下来，
throw yourself down,
因为经上记着说，
for it is written.
你发觉到魔鬼也会引用圣经的。
You notice that the devil also knows how to quote the Bible.
所以我们对圣经不熟的时候，我们就被魔鬼受骗。
So if we do not know God's word well, we will be tempted.
魔鬼说，主要吩咐他的使者破除你的，破除你。
He will command his angels concerning you.
你的脚碰在石头上。
They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot.
耶稣对魔鬼说。
But Jesus told the devil.
经上就记着说，
It is also written,
不可试探你的神。
Do not put the Lord your God to the test.
那么最后魔鬼就把耶稣基督带到山上去。
So then the devil took him to a very high mountain.
将万国的荣华给耶稣基督看。
And showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
然后跟主耶稣基督说，
And then he told him,
如果你俯伏在我的面前，我就把这些荣华赐给你。
All this I will give you if you will bow down and worship me.
耶稣就对魔鬼说，你退去吧。
And then Jesus told him, away from me, Satan.
然后耶稣说，因为经上记着说，
For it is written,
当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
每次耶稣基督受试探的时候，
Every time when Jesus was tempted,
他都是以圣经来抵挡魔鬼。
He resists the tempter with the word of God.
所以当我们要抵挡魔鬼的话，
So if we want to resist the tempter, the devil,
我们必须要用神的道来抵挡他。
We have to use God's word to resist him.
要胜过魔鬼的试探的话，
If you want to overcome temptation,
我们必须把神的道存在我们的心里面。
We must hide God's word in our heart.
就像诗篇119:11这么说。
It's just like what it said in Psalm 119:11.
我将你的话语藏在我的心里，免得我得罪你。
I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
在我们日常生活当中，试探随时会临到我们的身上。
In our everyday life, we face temptation all the time.
但是如果我们把神的话语藏在我们的心里的话，
But if we hide God's word in our heart,
我们就能够随时的抵挡魔鬼的试探。
We can then resist the Satan's temptation anytime,
胜过他的诡计。
To overcome his trick.
是的，我们的罪已经得到赦免。
Yes, our sin has already been forgiven.
成为神的儿女。
To become God's children.
这就是我们的身份。
That is our identity.
身为神的儿女，我们有责任。
And being a child of God, we have responsibility.
我们应当好像父老一样。
We need to be like the fathers.
认识这位起初原有的神。
To know this God who is from the beginning.
我们应当好像这些少年人一样，胜过那恶者。
We need to be like these young men to overcome the evil one.
把神的道长存在我们的心里面。
And to hide God's word in our heart.
这是我们的身份和我们的责任。
And this is our identity and our responsibility.
让我们重新祷告。
Let us bow our heads.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主你将你的话语存在我们的心里。
Please hide your word in our heart.
免得我们忘记你的话语。
So that we will not forget the word.
求主你把你的话语藏在我们的心里。
Please hide your word in our heart.
免得我们得罪你。
So that we will not sin against you.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.